It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 26, 2017. On this date in 1564, William Shakespeare was baptized in the Church of the Holy Trinity in the town of Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire. Officially known as the Collegiate Church of the Holy and Undivided Trinity, it is also the place of his burial in 1616. The exact date of Shakespeare's birth is unknown, but because infants were often baptized when they were 3 days old at that time, it has been assumed by many that he was born on April 23rd. What is known for certain is that the English poet, playwright, and actor is widely regarded as the greatest writer in the English language and the world's preeminent dramatist. He is often called England's national poet and the Bard of Avon. His extant works, including collaborations, consist of approximately 38 plays, 154 sonnets, two long narrative poems, and a few other verses, some of uncertain authorship. His plays have been translated into every major living language, and they are performed more often than those of any other dramatist, even after 400 years. At the age of 18, he married Anne Hathaway, who was 26, and with whom he had three children. Sometime between 1585 and 1592, he began a successful career in London as an actor, writer, and part owner of a playing company called the Lord Chamberlain's Men, later known as the King's Men. He appears to have retired to Stratford around 1613 at age 49, and he died there 3 years later. Few records of his private life survive, which has stimulated considerable speculation about a host of matters, including his physical appearance and his religious beliefs, and whether the works attributed to him were written by others. Shakespeare produced most of his known work between 1589 and 1613. His early plays were primarily comedies and histories, which are regarded as some of the best work ever produced in these genres. He then wrote mainly tragedies until about 1608, including Hamlet, Othello, King Lear, and Macbeth, considered some of the finest works in the English language. In his last phase, he wrote tragicomedies, also known as romances, such as The Tempest, and collaborated with other playwrights. Many of his plays were published in editions of varying quality and accuracy during his lifetime. In 1623, however, John Hemmings and Henry Condell, two friends and fellow actors, published a more definitive text known as the First Folio, a posthumous collected edition of his dramatic works that included all but two of the plays now recognized as his. It was prefaced with a poem by Ben Jonson in which Shakespeare is hailed as not of an age, but for all time. In the 20th and 21st centuries, his works have been repeatedly adapted and rediscovered by new movements in scholarship and performance. His plays remain highly popular and are constantly studied, performed, and reinterpreted in a variety of cultural and political contexts throughout the entire world. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 26th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.